Today Be'ezer should be learning Daf Chaf Ches and begin Ches Kisabatim, the third parak of Mesech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include Ches Kis Karkois, how one establishes ownership of real property. If the last known owner protests and claims that he never sold the property, and the current occupant claims that he bought it but lost the document of sale, and he also cannot produce witnesses that he bought it, he must bring witnesses that he occupied and used the property in its normal manner for a given period. This chazaka supports the occupant's claim and is sufficient proof that he is the current owner of this property. The Mishnah differentiates between oisin peiris tadr, properties that produce benefit continuously, and oisin peiris pamachas bashana, properties that yield only one crop a year. The Gemara discusses several details of these chazakas, including chazaka she'in imotaina. The chazaka only works to bolster a valid claim of how he acquired this property. Mechal shalei befanav. The previous owner can protest the current occupant's use of the property at any point within the 3 years and invalidate the chazaka because chavr islay. We assume that such news spreads and the occupant became aware of the protest and should have been careful to retain proof of his ownership of the property. The Gemara offers two sources for Cheskas Gemashanim. Shar Hamu'ud, just as an ox that gores 3 times loses its status of tam and is now classified a mu'ud, after 3 years of use, the property ceases to be the possession of the seller and is now the property of the buyer. Yirmiyah HaNavi. The Psukim warn of the upcoming exile and advise the people to retain their sale documents in anticipation of being unable to complete their chazakas.